I believe only one of them is going to be of unreleased material, which seems fairly remarkable. I mean, 10 albums in 7 years, essentially repackaging a pretty familiar back catalogue. It does seem an enormous amount. I mean, there are certain artists whose greatest hits get repackaged over and over and over and over again. The Beach Boys are a really good case in point. Every summer, Best of the Beach Boys album comes out. Whether that bolsters their legacy or it actually sort of detracts a little bit from it, I think is a moot point.
Although, you know, we've just had this incredible example of Jimi Hendrix, who's been dead for 40 years, and there's an album released last week of previously unissued material, which apparently is very good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's come as quite a surprise because, you know, the Hendrix sort of unreleased catalogue has been plundered fairly thoroughly, and they started plundering it, you know, a couple of years after he died. And, yeah, to sort of still turn up something exciting and interesting from the vaults in that way, you know, 40 years on, I think that might be the exception that proves the rule.
I was thinking of another one, actually, Johnny Cash as well, because he's had these series of American recordings albums.
But I think that sort of demonstrates the sort of diminishing return setting in a little bit, because the last two patently weren't as good as the previous ones, you know. And there are sort of other artists you can look at and say, well, their legacy has in one way or another been, I don't know whether it's been trampled on a bit, but someone like Tupac Shakur, the rapper, who's released more albums since he died, more albums of new material since he died than he did when he was alive, you know. There comes a point, I think, where people just have enough of it, where people's appetite is satiated.
I mean, I suppose the trouble is it's such big business. I mean, we've had apparently 31 million Michael Jackson albums sold since June when he died. I mean, it's a massive business. I mean, which artists do you think have been served well by in their posthumous career?
I mean, in their posthumous career, I mean, I don't know if you could describe it as a posthumous career because two of them are still alive, but the Beatles back catalogue, I think, is always handled with the utmost tact and exquisite good taste. You know, there is a constant stream of Beatles product coming out, but I don't think you'd notice. It doesn't feel like the market is overburdened by it. I guess the other person you could say has built a posthumous legacy over the last 15, 20 years is Nick Drake, the folk singer, who, you know,
didn't sell many albums when he was alive.
Didn't sell any albums hardly at all when he was alive. But what happened there was, I think the sort of reissue industry with Nick Drake is constrained by the fact that there just aren't that many recordings out there. He didn't make that many records. I think the entire output amounts to 5 CDs. And the other guy whose legacy has been handled pretty well, I think, is Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, because he only released one album during his lifetime as well.
Absolutely, yeah. One studio album, one live album. And you don't feel, if you're a Jeff Buckley fan, as though the estate of Jeff Buckley is grabbing you by the ankles and shaking you till the change falls out of your pockets, you know.
What about Elvis? Because he's someone who did record an enormous amount, but I mean, a bit of a mixed picture there, really, isn't it? Because some of it's quite good and some of it you think, oh, it's not this album again.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there are sort of, you know, certain artists who, I guess, you reach just a level of popularity whereby it is thought that your back catalogue is infinitely exploitable, and Elvis is a case in point, where it can just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And there are obsessive fans out there. And obviously, the bigger an artist is, the greater the number of obsessive fans who will literally buy anything is. But I mean, there's been a lot of argument, I think, among the Elvis Presley fan base about how his legacy has been dealt with and about kind of remixing, not in the dance sense, I don't mean like that track A Little Less Conversation, but sort of remastering and remixing and changing the sound of the records and doing that kind of thing, and whether that constitutes updating Elvis for a new audience or painting a moustache on the Mona Lisa sort of thing.